And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. And Jacob kissed Rachel, and lifted up his voice, and wept. And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And early in the morning Laban rose up and kissed his sons and his daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that his brethren talked with him. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them, and embraced them. And Joseph fell upon his father's face, and wept upon him, and kissed him. And the Lord said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God, and kissed him. And Moses went out to meet his father-in-law, and did obeisance, and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Then Samuel took a vial of oil, and poured it upon his head, and kissed him, and said, Is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? And as soon as the lad was gone, David arose out of a place toward the south, and fell on his face to the ground, and bowed himself three times. And they kissed one another, and wept one with another, until David exceeded. So Joab came to the king and told him. And when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And all the people went over Jordan. And when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him. And he returned unto his own place. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. And my heart hath been secretly enticed, for my mouth hath kissed my hand. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, And forthwith he came to Jesus, and said, Hail, Master! And kissed him. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him, and saith, Master, Master! And kissed him. His feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And they all wept sore, and fell on Paul's neck, and kissed him, sorrowing.